That Shot in the Dark, it's brand new. AC/DC on Kennedy Malloy and Angus Young and Brian Johnson join us right now on Kennedy
Welcome
Malloy.
Welcome back, lads.
Hey, lads. Back. How are you?
Fantastic stuff. I got four bars into that and I cracked a stick. I just went, thank God the lads are back and doing their thing.
Welcome to Australia.
I might have cracked a stiffy too, boys.
Okay. Which is a lot more difficult.
It is. We love that song, awesome, and it is just the great AC/DC Akadaka vibes that we love, and you are honestly the kings of Triple M. Yeah. So welcome.
Glad to be here.
Wonderful.
We were just having an off-air conversation where we said we cannot remember a day in the history of this network where you haven't been played. If they ever erect a statue at the front of Triple M, it'll be of AC/DC. And this for us on this network is like electing a pope or something.
It's like,
it's been such a terrible, terrible year. 2020 has been a shit show. Yeah. It's been terrible that there's a virus around the world.
But now we're here to improve it.
That's it.
Yes.
People have lost their jobs. And then you hear AC/DC have created new music and you go, yes, all is not lost. So thank you.
Yeah.
That's right.
We could be the antidote. We're not sure yet.
The vaccine.
Rumours had started to erupt in the last few days, and rumours that we love, and it's that something was coming. Yeah. And one of the amazing things that happened was very cryptic. Outside your old high school, Angus.
Yes. Is it still there?
Yes, it is. What's, I better name it. It's Ashfield Boys High School.
When I was there, they were always threatening that it had to go.
Really?
Especially when I was
I'm not sure what you did. What did you do on Muck Up Day at Ashfield Boys High School? Because there's been a few incidents.
I did the best thing I could. I didn't show up.
I was going to say, I reckon you would have been long gone by Muck Up Day.
Well, that's how we first knew in the world. There was a lightning bolt outside your old school. Did your wife see this?
Probably. She sees these things more before.
Yes.
She'll be asking me, what's going on here?
Well, your wife Emma did.
And there's me ever, paying attention as normal. Going,
that's true.
I didn't do it, whatever it was.
Well, it's great news. It's come out.
There's an atmosphere of excitement around the place. With COVID, you must be busting to get out and start performing live again. Is it like you guys are fishermen who can't go out to sea at the moment? Is it frustrating for you?
It is pretty, you get excited and you go, it would be great if, the world was back to normal. Mm. And I'm sure when they hear this new track, Shot in the Dark, and then there's more to come, so,
And what's it about, Shot in the Dark? Can we ask what's the inspiration behind the song?
Well, a bit like it at night, you want something to, just help you get over the edge. Mm.
Yeah. Well, it does.
So you take a little shot and you go, voila.
Let's go for the literal.
And you go, shot in the dark beats a walk in the park.
I would have added a couple more cannons. But on the whole, you've done a great job. You guys, you play a lot of outdoor arenas. I've got this idea that you've played once already and you don't even know it. At the AFL Grand Final, a preliminary final it was. Are you aware of this moment in history? I'm going to play it for you. It's one of my favourite moments. And quite frankly, I think this could be Australia's national anthem, but have a listen.
Would you now please join with the players and the umpires as we stand for the Australian national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know about that? Had you heard that before?
I have not. I mean, I am standing. I'm standing at this very moment.
Hey, Brian, we are thrilled to see you back in form. How are you feeling? And your vocals on that track are amazing. And we're so happy. And you look fit as a fiddle, man.
Well, for an old fart, yes, I'm hanging in.
more than that.
I think the songs... I went into the studio and Anne came with this just bunch of great stuff, and you kind of help it, ask any singer, you give him a good song, he's going to sing it as best he can, I mean, if you give somebody the tools, you're the right tools.
But nobody has the range that you do, so you are an amazing singer, people aspire to sing like you.
Yeah, I just think, it was just a joy for everybody. You know, I mean, Cliff was talking yesterday, you know, when you look around you and you see the faces, you know, there's old Phil and Stevie and, you know, yep. Cliff and, you know, Hank and, you know, you just look around and just go, this is good.
Yeah.
And I think you can tell in the songs was just this lovely intensity, you know, it was just, we had a ball.
Yeah.
I did.
I wish I could say the same.
Hey, Brian, I've got to go to a karaoke night soon and I want to do an AC/DC song. What do you suggest? What's within my limited range? I want to blow the joint apart. I want to tip some furniture over. I want to go bonkers.
What about Big Balls?
We have played that on this show, by the way. It's one of our favourites, yeah. Big Balls. And Rosie is another grown up.
I think a long way to the top is always a one that everybody gets kind of, you know, shoot a thrill.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
not a lullaby.
I'm writing that down.
What about the COVID-19 breakout song, Jailbreak?
Jailbreak.
Jailbreak.
Angus, that is not such a crazy thing to ask. And I've been asking a lot of artists we've talked to recently, and COVID has been an opportunity to actually write music. Yes. Is that the time? Did it help you?
We can smuggle shuffles and you can get a little tunnel going.
That's true.
I've been imagining you at home during COVID not being able to perform. Yeah. And all I can imagine is you at the ironing board, ironing your school uniform, waiting for the opportunity to get back out there, balls out for 3 hours and go cocoa bananas.
I've got to get the wrinkles out. Right. You've got to get the ballroom.
So in this world we live in, there's a lot of homeschooling going on, so I hope you're homeschooling. I hope you're doing all your work from home.
I'm practicing. Yeah. I've got a lot of fine homework.
Are you itching to get out and tour? Because this is a big issue. A lot of promoters, we know it's very difficult at this time, and God, we'd love to. I took my son to his first concert, which was you guys, Brian, and it was like a seminal moment in my life. Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. So thank you for that. But what's the future of touring?
Yeah, well, I think as soon as we get past this hurdle, I'll use the big word. Pandemic.
Jesus, steady on.
God, Lord.
Sounds like a good album title at some stage, doesn't it?
You said pandemic, because it's all over the world and then we can get out there.
Can I ask you about the new album? We've heard the single. We love the single. Mm. It's going to get worn out on this network.
Yeah, awesome.
People are going to be so excited. Yes, yep. What about the album? Give us a bombshell. What can we expect from the album? Is there anything we need to know about at this point?
Well, you've got the first one. And after that, you've got to supply the dollars. it's a good album, a lot of great, exciting stuff on it.
Angus, you're based in Sydney, and Brian, you're in the UK. What's the feeling about life at the moment in the UK? Because it's starting to get a little bit nerve-wracking again. Do you feel that?
Well, for me, trying to keep a secret for over, I don't know how many months, it's so frustrating because I like to talk to people. Yeah.
Well, that's what we love about you.
This is very important to keep, we just had to keep stum about it, but... I'm not on any kind of social media, but I get phone calls from much. Hey, Brian, did you see what was on here?
Really?
And somebody said that you said, and I'm going, I don't even know this
guy. You're not on this. Not on Twitter, Brian. I never did.
Yeah. I didn't know what a fucking Twitter is. It always reminds me of a bird breaking wind.
Clearly, that's okay, guys. We accept that because social media can be absolutely,
Social media, yes, that's what I'm talking about. You know, you know what I mean? And it's fucking rampant, mate.
Hey, guys, we can't thank you enough for creating new music for your legion of fans, as opposed to re-releasing some old stuff, which those lazy bastard Rolling Stones fished something out of the bottom drawer and served it up and reheated. You guys have got back in the engine room and knocked it out, and we couldn't be happier. We love what you do. You make the world a better place. If you're still hiring for the band, can I recommend my partner, Jane Kennedy?
I thought you might have forgotten about this.
No, I'm going to embarrass you here.
Sorry, I'm swearing.
She's the first song she he ever learnt on the ukulele is TNT. Jane, get the ukulele out.
Jane, I'm out of a job.
Lovely to hear that, me darling.
Angus, we'll have to get her to wear a schoolgirl uniform.
Yeah, that's right.
I might be past the school.
Jane. Come on, Jane. Oh, here's your moment.
This will be a big finish.
In front of Angus Young and Brian Johnson.
Here it is. I can see it.
Yeah.
I just got to have a sip of my gin and tonic.
Here's Jane Kennedy playing TNT to AC/DC. Never heard anything like it.
See how we go. Okay.
Okay. I love it.
And I'll just get to the chorus.
Okay.
Because I'm TNT, I'm dynamite. TNT, I'm in the fight.
Come on, girl. Let's get it going.
Power, home.
Jump down.
TNT.
Wow. Watch me explode. Yes.
Well done.
Oh,
darling.
My God.
James.
That was very good.
That's amazing.
So sorry.
Checked in the mail.
Thank you so much. We love you guys. You mean the world to us and our network. Thank you for your new
Thank
music.
You so
we'll be playing
much.
That song again.
Okay.
We can't wait to hear the album.
Thank you, James. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. The new album, Power Up, is out November 13. Shot in the Dark. We'll play it again in a minute. That's AC/DC here on Kennedy Malloy.